To another Neil's Minutes. I've been talking to the Lord a lot about intimacy and relationship, identity for years. It's been a running conversation. When I first came to the church and I would say God told me, people would say God doesn't talk to me. God's not concerned about that. God doesn't do that. And the more I have went through the Bible repeatedly, the more I realize that God is all of that. He's all about intimacy and relationship, identity and relationship. His whole purpose of creating man was for fellowship. And it shows, because in the evenings he came down to walk with Adam. What was he talking about? Was he being religious with Adam? What was it that he and Adam did together? He named all the animals. We know that, but the reality of the relationship shows that God created man to be a creator like himself so that there could be real fellowship. You spend time with those who understand who you are and what you're about, for the most part, if it's a real close personal dynamic fellowship. It has to do with the reality of your life. I have taught so many people, or tried to teach them, the essence of intimacy, which you can't do. you can show it to people, you can explain it to people, but you can't give it to people. Intimacy is something that has to be reached out and grasped. If you want a relationship with somebody, you've got to meet with them. You've got to talk with them. You've got to do things together. I tell people many times that relationships can always be seen for what they really are by the conversation that happens. Because intimacy is the conversation. The transparency, the openness, the limitations we put because we don't want somebody to know things. All of those things dictate what the real relationship is, whether it's one of vulnerability, trust, a real care for each other. I have lived this so many years, and the Lord tells me that I've been walking in this place for 35 years of pursuing his intimacy. Psalm 17:15, I will never be satisfied until I see your face in righteousness and awaken your likeness. Jesus' scriptures, I am sending you just like I was sent. Well, Jesus was sent in intimacy. Jesus went and came here and took on the form of a man because of his love for the Father, because he knew the Father was brokenhearted, because the relationship with man that he had created for fellowship and to walk with and to share being creators together, the relationship wasn't there. So in all of that, recently, the Lord has been showing me over and over again. He showed me this, but recently he has been truly putting in my heart that relationship, the best relationship that can be had, is the one that Jesus describes to us, that he shows us, tells us it's for us. You know, John 17, John 20, 21 through 23 are two of my favorite places to go to talk about intimacy, but, you know, John 10, there is a reality that I could probably just lay a Bible in front of you and say, here's the scripture on intimacy. Because the whole thing is about us finding this relationship that was stolen by the enemy. We're to be like God. We're created in His image and in His likeness. We're not God, but we're to be a part of the family, to be a part of who He is. He wants, just like any parent, He wants His children to grow up to be like Him. I know I'm already probably touching on some nerves, but, when I finally read the scripture, you search the scriptures because you think in them you have eternal life. But these are they which testify of me. John 17:3, eternal life is this, that you might know the Father, be intimate with, know the Father and the Son Jesus Christ whom He sent. It's not about rules and regulations, it's about a relationship. You know, we've been adopted into the family of God. We were born again into the place that we were created to live in, and that's in God's presence. Restored to what He created us to be. Jesus is the model of what man is to look like. It's true. Jesus modeled, He's the second Adam. He's the one, the man that was created and birthed through a woman. He depicts and shows us who we are. He tells us throughout the testament of Him in the Gospels, He's always talking about, you know, the things He does, how He doesn't do anything unless the Father tells Him. Doesn't go any place unless the Father shows Him. Doesn't teach anything unless the Father's taught Him. You know, He tells us a couple times in John, the Son of Man can do no mighty works. It's the Father who does the works. You know, it's the Father in me who does the works. We have all of these things that should be a foundation to our study of the relationship in Scripture. If our identity is wrong and our relationship is wrong, we're not going to hear the reality of what He's saying. You know, the greatest of these shall be the servant of all. When you really love someone, you figure out ways to do things to serve those people that you say you love. You want them to feel good about your presence. You want them to know that they're appreciated and that what they think and what they say and what they do matters to you. So this intimacy I find in the church is so religious. I mean, you know, people are always telling me, I hear God's voice. And I say, so what did He tell you about breakfast? You know, they laugh. They think I'm joking. You know, what did he show you how to do your job better? Did He show you how to make your boss more money? You know, did He show you how to speak to the neighbor across the street in such a way that he can't be mad at you? What has He been talking about to you? Most all the Christians I run into, they talk about always holy things, always religious activities, always about who they are. You know, they have a need to be somebody. You know, 90% of our prophecies in the New Testament church is not there. It's not that it's not the truth, but it's not from God. God does not puff people up. He does not flatter people. He loves people, so he wants to it to be where we are on an even basis with each other, where we will walk in the midst of who we are and show them favor. Teach intimacy. It has to be imparted. It has to be given in such a, or shown in such a way that it produces passion in others for the relationship that you are having with God. The reality of identity affects your intimacy so greatly, and most people don't have a clue who they are because their identity of themselves with God is always about religious meetings. It's about prayer times. It's about gathering together, or but it's not about a holistic intimacy. It's not included in their life. I was telling the guy the other day, I said, I'm taking apart this old outdoor, I guess you could call it patio base floor out of our yard. I want to change it. And it's put together with hex head screws. So I thought, that should be pretty easy. But every screw I tried to take out would not come. The bit would just spin in the top of it. And so I'm thinking, God, I'm going to have to cut all these screws. Well, this thing is 14 by 14, and it has joists every 16 inches, and the nails in those, or those screws in those joists are like every, they're 2x6s, so they're just as a huge amount of screws. There's two screws at each joist in each board. So, I've tried to take out like 10 or 15 of them. I haven't got a single one out. And so I'm sitting there thinking, geez, I'm going to have to cut every one of these things and leave them in the boards. And I didn't want to do that. So I turned to my best friend and I said, so Jesus, I'm sure you have an answer for this. So how am I going to get all these screws out of these boards? And he showed me a picture of how the center of this star bit that I have to take out these star-headed screws, in the center of it, there is a portion of it that is just metal. And so the fluted top of the screw that you can stick this bit into, the very center of it is like an eighth of an inch, maybe a little more even, depending on size. So I instantly saw taking a drill bit the size of that center and drilling out the dirt and the accumulation of grime and stuff in the head of these screws, which was keeping the bit from going into the screw head deep enough that it would catch on the star pieces and you could turn it out. So I found the right size screw, and I mean the right size drill bit, and I put it in a drill, and I went out and I just drilled in the center of each one of the screws, just dug, put it in until it bottomed out, which is just very little. But I did that, and I did it on about 10 or 12 screws, and then I took the star bit on another drill, and I took out every screw. And then I tried to take out the next screw and I couldn't get it to hold. It would just slip. It would just wouldn't catch enough to turn the screw. So I figured out Jesus showed me how to take those screws out and how to do it without having to cut them and then try and remove them. So that's intimacy. That's a relationship that goes beyond religion. It's about everyday life. God shows us what to eat if we're listening. Not all the time. He doesn't care about every moment of our day, but there are days that he does. So we need to think of our relationship with Christ outside the religious box that we have been brought into and by the traditions of man and the commandments of man, and get away from this place where our relationship with God is only about doing religious things. God has helped me do my jobs every place that I've been since I was. I don't remember ever a time that God didn't talk to me and show me how to do things. One of my bosses said, Neil can fix anything, just give him 5 minutes. And why did he say that? Because the first thing I'm going to do is ask God, how do I fix this? How do I make this run? How do I make this thing that they want me to work on work the way it's supposed to? And I ask him those questions. Now it's just like he knows that when I start a project that I'm waiting for him to speak to me, show me how to do it easier, show me how to do it better, show me what's wrong. And it has nothing to do with but he and I's relationship in many ways. I mean, I could sit and have testimonies for years, but they're just personal minutes between God and I, him doing what he wanted me to do, which is depend on him and be the being I can depend on. So with all of that I'm saying, the reality of our intimacy and our identity has been shattered through religious conversion of the scriptures. The scripture was never meant to bring us into religion. The scriptures were meant to bring us to a place of intimacy with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.